This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
And here's a number, $23 billion. That's the record amount of money in federal contracts secured in 2023 by firms owned by tribal nations, Alaska Native corporations and Native Hawaiian groups. The number's been up for 8 years in a row. Using a calculation from Tribal Business News, Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that.
Tribal firms are benefiting from larger total federal contracting budgets in recent years, but they're also earning a growing share of the contracting pie, about 3% in 2023.
The big part of that has been driven by tribes at the beginning of the pandemic, kind of stepping back and analyzing their revenue streams.
Casey Lozar is with the Minneapolis Fed Center for Indian Country Development. He says the pandemic hobbled businesses in the gaming and hospitality sectors, a major source of revenue for many tribal governments, which realized
further diversification is needed.
A lot of the recent growth comes from defense contracting, says Quentin Carroll with the Native American Contractors Association.
I'd say it goes all the way from, say, janitorial services at a military base to very advanced engineering contracts.
And since tribal nations don't typically tax their citizens, Carroll says the revenue helps fund vital services.
Whether that's healthcare, schooling, education, infrastructure.
Contracting also creates jobs for Native workers living in their tribal communities, who, according to the Minneapolis Fed, currently face an unemployment rate twice the national average. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.